And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 5th of May, 2016. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, commemorating the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla, 1862. 8,000 well-armed French troops were routed by 4,000 ill-equipped Mexican soldiers. Not a crucial battle, but a symbol of Mexican pride, a celebration of Mexican culture in this country, and adopted by many Americans, regardless of their heritage, as St. Patrick's Day has been, or Oktoberfest, and heavily promoted by beer companies. It's the birthday of Søren Kierkegaard, born in Copenhagen, 1813, son of a wealthy wool merchant who left his son enough money to be financially independent for the rest of his life. Kierkegaard, who rarely left Copenhagen but enjoyed walking around the city, chatting with people he met, including people of the servant or working class who wealthy people ordinarily would ignore. And he wrote philosophy. It was Kierkegaard who gave us the idea of subjectivity, the idea that we all perceive the world differently, and the leap of faith, the idea that faith is not possible without doubt, that one must doubt the existence of God to have faith in the existence of God. He published books at his own expense, including Either Or, Works of Love, and The Sickness Unto Death. It's the birthday of the crusading journalist Nellie Bly, born Elizabeth Jane Cochran in Armstrong County, Pennsylvania, 1864. Nellie Bly was her pen name. She wrote exposés of working conditions in factories and sweatshops, sometimes working there undercover. She wrote in Pittsburgh and then at Joseph Pulitzer's New York World, where she posed as a mentally ill person. She convinced doctors that she was mentally ill and so was committed to the notorious Blackwell's Island Women's Lunatic Asylum and lived there for 10 days and wrote all about it. It's the birthday of the man who said, "No man is lonely while eating spaghetti," Christopher Morley, born Haverford, Pennsylvania, 1890. Prolific author, wrote 100 books, including novels like Parnassus on Wheels and Kitty Foyle, a sentimental bestseller in 1939 about an Irish-American office girl. Christopher Morley said, "You can blow up a man with gunpowder in half a second, while it may take 20 years to blow him up with a book, but the gunpowder destroys itself along with its victim, while a book can keep on exploding for centuries." Here's a poem for today by Paul Martin, Strawberries. It's ripe strawberries that bring me to my knees in the garden this morning, impossibly big and red as those on the covers of gardening magazines in January, and almost as sweet as the small wild ones my brother and I picked up on Best's Hill, eating more than we dropped into the coffee cans our mother fitted with wire handles. If a cloud moved across that blue sky, casting a shadow, I didn't notice. The snakes we were warned about never appeared, and who could see, even in that brilliant light, beyond the quiet hills all the way to Vietnam and the war he'd carry back with him? Heads down, we browsed through the field until we were filled and drowsy, sprawled next to each other in the warm grass, juice smeared across our T-shirts, our mouths and hands. A poem, Strawberries, by Paul Martin from his collection Closing Distances, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.